This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second live hour of our first holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on, or you don't have to click on anything. It just brings up the links that you need to stream the show. Hey, it's an adventure traveling Sunday. Helen and Bill Thayer are in the house. Just have a clarification. Chris did call in. I know I told you that she was a rehab nurse and volunteered to help Carolyn after her surgery. She just wanted to clarify she's not technically a rehab nurse. She's a nursing assistant only, but she still volunteered to help and all of that. And it's really, really wonderful. And we do have open phone lines if you'd like to open your heart here on this holiday season and contribute and help us pay off little girl kitty's vet bill. I would really appreciate it. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Okay, let's do the fact that, did you know Helen and Bill Thayer are in the house? Woohoo! Oh boy, and brought along beer. Chow. You know, I didn't, last time you guys were here, it had been quite a while. And actually, Bill, you didn't join us. Only Mike was here with Helen. And we spent that show really getting to know Mike and talking about his book and all of that. And we didn't have much time to talk about you. And it's been quite a while since that you've been on. And you know, you've been on so many times over the years. I know a lot of our listeners now have you know, aren't familiar with you and your background and all of that. And I found my cheat sheet here, and it still amazes me. But I thought everybody would appreciate just kind of a rundown of what you guys are all about. And let me just share with you that in 1988, Helen was the first woman to solo any of the world's poles when she walked alone to the magnetic North Pole, pulling her own sled, unresupplied, without the help of dog teams or snowmobiles. Helen was 50 years old. Unbelievable. She wrote a best-selling book, Polar Dream, about her journey. Helen was also first to circumnavigate the magnetic North Pole area. 1990, she was the leader of the first Russian-USA women's Arctic expedition to Siberia and Soviet polar islands. Man, that's amazing. What's it like in Siberia and the Soviet polar islands?
Rather cold.
I would imagine. Probably a lot colder than it is here right
yes.
now.
Yes. We were in temperatures of minus 50, minus 60.
Wow.
For a couple of months.
For a couple of months?
Yes.
How many people? It was a Russian-USA women's expedition, so you were all women?
Yes. It's the first Russian-American women's Arctic expedition. I was the leader of it, and we had, I think it was 15 people altogether.
And what did you do on this expedition?
We had some scientific work to do. We actually flew to northern Siberia. Then we trekked out from there, I'd skied out, pulling sleds toward the North Pole. through Franz Josef Land and a series of islands where we picked up snow samples and photographed certain islands, certain cliffs where birds lived. And then as we got closer to the pole, of course, there were less, fewer birds, but more polar bears.
I was wondering if there was polar bears like there were when you did it from the other side.
We didn't see as many polar bears as I did on the other side because the ice is thinner. So the ice doesn't make as good a hunting platform for the bears, which is why when I came to the, when I skied to the pole from the other side, from the Canadian side, there were a lot of polar bears because the ice is thicker and the polar bears have used the ice as a platform to hunt for seals.
Gotcha. Now then in 1992, Helen and Bill were the first married couple to walk any of the world's poles. They traveled on foot, pulling their own sleds without any resupply to the magnetic North Pole. Bill was the oldest person at 65 to walk to the pole, pulling his own sled without resupply.
That's right.
And that's amazing. I can't believe you went back again. I mean,
well, we did it for several reasons. I wanted to share the experience with Bill, but
you wanted him to almost fall in the drink and all of that
he
stuff.
He might as well suffer the misery as well. But we actually celebrate our 30th anniversary.
Oh, that was your... And did you have Charlie on that second?
No, we didn't want to take Charlie because we were afraid that he would be injured in some way. And he'd already done a very good job.
So you took Bill instead of Charlie,
yeah,
huh?
That's what Bill always says. He left the dog at home and took me.
Oh, amazing. And then in 1994... Helen and Bill spent 1 year with Charlie, that's the Inuit wolf dog, their canine companion of magnetic pole, North Pole fame, in the Canadian Yukon in the Northwest Territories, studying and photographing three families of wild wolves at their den site, hunting range, and on the sea ice. The remarkable and unique story is documented in Helen's book, Three Among the Wolves. And just as a caveat, everyone, if you don't have in your library and have not read Helen's three books, Polar Dream and now Three Among the Wolves, there's one more to come. I'll get to that in a few minutes. What wonderful Christmas gifts these would make to yourself or to anyone you know. And I think, Helen, people can still go to your website, helenthayer.com, and can't they order the books and you'll do an autographed copy through your website?
Yes, they can go right to my website, helenthayer.com, order the book, and if they have a special message they want in the book, I can write it, and I can, of course, autograph it for them.
Wow. So what a wonderful gift Helen's collection of books would make. They are on my all-time favorite list of books, and this particular one, Three Among the Wolves, I actually cried at the end of this book, not only because I was sad because, you know, Charlie had to leave the wolves, but I cried because I was sorry the book was over. I didn't want it to end. It was so good. So keep that on your gift list. Let's see, in 1995, you walked 1,500 miles through Death Valley, Mojave, and the American and Mexican Sonora deserts in a study of high and low altitude deserts. Now, was that just you or you and Bill?
Bill and I. We both did that one, yes.
And Death Valley and all that, and you did that why?
just to study the world, to include American deserts into our study of the world's major deserts for adventure classrooms, so that we were including the American deserts, which, in our opinion, are the most beautiful deserts in the world.
Okay.
A lot of flora and fauna
there. And
you've
been to pretty much all of them, haven't you?
The major deserts of the world, yes.
Okay, 1996, the first woman to walk across the Sahara Desert following an ancient camel trade route of 2,400 miles?
Now, that was actually 4,000 miles.
4,000 miles! Holy mackerel!
We started in Morocco, and ended up at the Nile River.
Now, is that both you and Bill again?
Bill and I. We were just a two-person team with our camels.
And how long did that trek take?
About 7.5 months.
7.5 months?
Yes.
Holy mackerel. And you were out there, were you on foot and
yes.
Packing stuff?
No, we were always on foot, but we had camels.
You had camels,
Camels
okay.
carried our gear. We didn't ride the camels. They carried our water, food, and equipment.
And this trek, well, 7.5 months went well. I mean, did you have any life-threatening experiences on this particular desert?
Well, on that one, it was really very, very dangerous because of politics, and we had to walk through several hundred miles of landmines.
Oh, landmines?
Yes. So the Sahara has a lot of areas of that are just covered in landmines, and that area is increasing in size. And so we had to walk through those. We were almost
shot. So you had the two of you plus camels.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How do you walk through landmines?
We would find, when we'd come to an area where we knew landmines had been laid, uh-huh. we'd find a tribesman who knew how to get through, who knew the path, had probably been employed to help lay them. And so we would pay him half. And then tell him, you walk 50 yards in front of us.
Ah.
And then when we get through, we will pay you the second half of your fee.
That sounds like a pretty smart way to do it, actually.
It was a very good plan.
All right. Okay. The 1997, Helen walked alone for 550 miles in Antarctica, pulling her own 260-pound sled, unresupplied. During the expedition, she celebrated her 60th birthday alone on the polar ice cap with a frozen cupcake and one candle. She had no radio or voice contact with the outside world. She was the only living being in the area she traveled. She said it was like living on the moon.
It was. It was completely barren.
My gosh, what on earth possesses you to do these? Can you imagine that your 60th birthday alone at the South Pole with a frozen cupcake and no contact? What? And how long were you? How long were you? Were you there?
I was almost 2 months.
Almost 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so did you have it prearranged? Did somebody like just drop you out of the sky and then?
They flew me to the coast. I started at the coast and started off to the South Pole, and it seemed like a good thing to do at the time.
Whoa! And Bill, you let her do this, huh? He says, "Oh yeah."
Okay. He has faith in my ability. He's okay with it.
Wow! And then 1998, with her husband Bill, Helen trekked the largest caribou herd in trekked with the largest caribou herd in the world. Of 500,000 animals as they followed their centuries-old tradition of migrating from their wintering grounds in southern Alaska to the North Slope calving grounds. The Thayers walked 600 miles documenting the entire migration for educational scientific programs. They walked with the herd across the vast tundra plains, across the Winsept Brooks Range, the most northern mountain range in the world, to the frigid North Slope of Alaska. Now, and this was before that area became, you know, controversial.
Yes. It was pretty controversial at that time.
It was. Okay.
Yes. People were trying to protect polar bear denning areas, and then there were the wolves and the caribou. And
there was a lot of wanting to drill for oil. And
drilling for oil. The whole thing was coming together. But our job was to document that giant migration, and we were able to trek with the caribou, and we also watched the interaction of wolves with the caribou herd, and just to see exactly what was going on.
Now, did you have Charlie with you on that trek, or was
no.
just you and Bill?
No, just Bill and I in our backpacks.
Just you and Bill and 500,000 caribou.
That's right, and a few
and some
wolves
to throw in.
That's right.
Wow.
They
and
were
so,
our
how
neighbors.
Long did that take?
That was a couple of months. So we lived with the caribou and the wolves for just over 2 months, about 2.5 months.
And was it prearranged that you get dropped in supplies or something?
Yes. Well, we had some resupplies. The Brooks Range, just on the southern edge of the Brooks Range, we picked up more supplies, and then we had another airdrop on the North Slope.
I remember seeing some films of that caribou trek and so forth, and there was points in that trek where the insects were horrendous.
There's mosquitoes.
Did you experience that?
Well, at that time when they're actually migrating, the mosquitoes can be pretty bad. They're really big. They're very vicious, and they attack in swarms. In fact, it's been well documented that on occasion, some caribou calves have been killed by swarms of mosquitoes.
Yeah,
it's so vicious.
So you, how did you deal with that?
Oh, 100% DEET.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you did take repellent and then did it work?
Yes, yes. If you use it strong and 100% DEET will keep anything off.
Wow.
It also melts plastic, so you have to keep it off your camera.
Wow, that's amazing. And then in 1999, you walked another 1,200 miles throughout New Zealand studying the, is it the Moari culture?
The Maori.
Yep. Maori culture? What's
they're
that all about?
Well, they're Polynesian, a race of Polynesians who settled many, many years in early history of New Zealand. They settled there. And
Now, isn't that where you're from?
Yes,
originally?
I'm from New Zealand, yes.
Okay, so was this an area where you were familiar with, or?
Well, we walked the length of New Zealand to study the Maori culture and document how they are doing today and what their expectations are and how they are fitting into society and their entire role in society.
Wow. Amazing. All right. And believe it or not, folks, I'm not even at the end of the list. There's more to talk about. And but we're time to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. Remember that without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, and stay right where you are, because Animal World continues with Helen and Bill Thayer straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all-whole-natural raw food sources. They figured out a way to perfect it and protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3, 6, and 9 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there are a number of formulas to choose from. There's a cat formula, there's two for dogs, one that focuses on skin and coat, the other on hips and joints. There is a wellness blend, which is vegetarian, and you can feed to both dogs and cats and other household critters as well. There's a bird formula and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. And I believe that, Helen, didn't you feed Missing Link to Charlie, I think?
Yes, we still do. We still feed it to our cats animals. And our dogs.
Yep, and they've been doing it ever since they did the show way back when and heard about it. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. And how about that we go ahead and do our Missing Link giveaway? You can give us a call now. And how about Missing Link words of the day? Adventure travelers.
BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information. The All Breed Equine Rescue, a nonprofit organization located in Marysville, needs your help. They're looking for donations of hog fuel, gravel, and sand. also volunteers to help care for their rescued horses. Other items on their wish list include wood and money donations via snail mail. Please call the All Breed Equine Rescue to find out how you can help at 425-263-6390. That's 425-263-6390. To help make a difference in the life of a rescued horse, please mail your tax-deductible donation to All Breed Equine Rescue, P.O. Box 442, Snohomish, Washington, 98291.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 AM or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I don't know how you can have a blue Christmas with the Jingle Cats singing. Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. All right, and I want to remind you again that All Breed Equine Rescue would be a great place to donate money if you love horses this time of year. And, At any rate, I was going to apologize because I didn't give you the phone numbers for Missing Link when I started the contest. But somebody already had the phone numbers handy, and we want to congratulate Diane in Bellevue for winning Missing Link for her kitties. And, boy, I have to say, well, my heart is touched. We are fundraising today. We need to, if you were here 2 weeks ago when Carolyn called in about little girl Kitty, her beloved kitty that was so sick, we did what we could and listener donated, but it just wasn't meant to be that for her to stay in that little body. And I paid to have her euthanized yesterday, but we've got almost a $300 vet bill we need to pay off. And I would be ever so grateful if you would call in and let us know how much money you could contribute to the cause. And I think we're going to start a much bigger deal related to this. But I just want to tell you, our own animal communicator and medium, Darcy Pariso, well, she just called in and said that she is going to donate a complimentary reading to Carolyn. So that Carolyn will be able to directly communicate with little girl. And Darcy, bless your heart. Thank you. That's a wonderful gift. So now we just need some more money. So 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Give us a call, even if it's only $5. The more the merrier. And if we can generate a couple hundred dollars to get this bill paid off, it would sure be a blessing. For Carolyn, and I appreciate it. Okay, Helen and Bill Thayer, adventure travelers, are in the house, and I'm just going over the list of all the things that Helen and Bill have done. And let's see, we were just in New Zealand studying the Moari culture. And what, before we leave that subject, what is the Moari culture?
Well, these are Polynesian people who found their way by the stars to New Zealand. And they're one of the first settlers in New Zealand.
Oh,
there was another culture there before then, the Maoris, a different group of people, also Polynesians, and the Maoris arrived, and then the white people arrived.
Oh.
And so that now, and then, let me see, in the 1800s, Queen Victoria signed the Treaty of Waitangi, which gave the whites and the Maoris complete equal rights. So that's why New Zealand has really been basically a non-racial country.
Hmm. Wow, that's fascinating. We'll have to come back to that and talk more about that, because I don't think we've ever discussed that.
No,
We
haven't.
But we got to finish the list here. 2000, first non-Indians to kayak 1,200 miles along two rivers in a remote area of the Amazon rainforest. They lived with indigenous Indians and explored an area seldom seen by outsiders. It was a study of a rainforest's original inhabitants. Now, how long did that take? 1,200 miles?
That was, we were about 3 months on the rivers, and then we returned and did another 2,200 miles about 4 years ago, going right down into the Pantanal of the Amazon.
Wow.
To study it in a wider area, more.
Well, if I recall correctly, was it that first trek on the Amazon? Is that the one where you were almost shot?
Yes.
And remind me what that was all about.
Well, there was illegal gold miners on the river, and we were in inflatable kayaks. And as we rounded the curve, when these people saw us, of course, they started firing at us because we could have perhaps reported them because they weren't supposed to be there. Well, you can imagine how fast those kayaks, and we were lucky we were with the current. And so with some really fast Olympic-style paddling, we were able to get down that river and out of range before they got us.
Well, you'd have kind of been in deep doo-doo, as they say, if they'd gotten a bullet into your inflatable kayaks.
Yes, that would have been very bad news. It would have made a very bad day for us.
Now, is that the same truck that the killer bees?
Yes, that was the same one. Later on, we had the problem with killer bees. We were swarmed with them, and we had hundreds of bees all over us. And the only thing we could do was to dive into the river because, of course, the water would get rid of the bees.
Well, yeah, but it was full of piranhas, isn't it?
Yes, but we've learned over the years that you deal with the problem of the moment and worry about the next problem later on.
So the problem of the moment was the swarm of killer bees.
Yes.
Now, did you, what kind of clothing and attire were you wearing when this happened?
We would wear as little as possible because of the heat and the humidity.
That's what I kind of figured.
It's about 98% humidity, over 120 degrees sometimes.
So you probably had a lot of exposed skin.
Yes, we did.
And so you would be very vulnerable to killer bees.
Yes, we were being stung really, really seriously. But we had EpiPen with us. So
who does the Amazon without an EpiPen?
That's right. And so we managed to get ourselves back into the kayak. But
so
we
you jumped in the river.
Yes, got rid of the bees.
And fortunately, you were not eaten by piranha.
No, piranha didn't touch us. And so
maybe they don't eat bees.
Perhaps not. But we clambered back into the kayaks because now we were.
So imagine when you jumped off, didn't you have to hold on to your kayaks at the same time?
Well, we just jumped off and just were scraping those bees off us.
Ooh.
And there wasn't much of a current right there, so we were able to get back in the kayak. But then we had this anaphylactic reaction to so many stings, but we were able to get the EpiPen out and we gave
each other
a
dose. So you gave each other an EpiPen dose?
Yes.
And obviously you survived because you're here.
That's right.
Holy mackerel. I don't know what possesses the two of you. but it's a good thing. You do it for all the rest of us, I guess. All right, then. And so that was in 2000 that you did that first Amazon trek. But then you went back again and did like three times as long.
Yeah, 2,200 miles a second time.
Wow.
And we discovered a couple of species unknown to science.
Really?
One was a new orchid flower.
Oh.
And another one was a hummingbird. Another one was an ant.
Wow. So did you know that they were unknown?
We photographed everywhere that we went. We photographed, sort of even photographed grid style, because we knew in this area that they say that around 40 species, they think, are disappearing every day ever before their catalogs. So the idea was for us to photograph grid style so that we no doubt would find something.
Was there.
And then we took all of the all of our work back to the University of Manaus, which is right in the center of the Amazon, and it's a quite a large city there, and took everything to the university. They took a look at everything and dissected everything and discovered these things.
Wow. Okay, now here's another in the year 2000. Jeez, you guys, you trekked another 400 miles from the northern Canadian Yukon territories to the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve in Alaska to document the herd of 240,000 animals trek. Now, did you do this twice?
No, the first caribou trek was with the Western Arctic caribou herd, the largest caribou herd in the world of about 500,000 animals.
Okay, then, so this is the different, and this is the one I was thinking about because you went to the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve.
That's right.
That's what was so controversial.
Yes.
And then you followed
that was
them
the porcupine herd.
Yeah, okay.
So called because they have to cross the Porcupine River to get to the North Slope, to get to the northern edge of Alaska.
And then you were also documenting, is it the Gwinich? The indigenous people.
The Gwich'in, yeah.
Gwich'in?
Yes, Gwich'in.
Gwich'in indigenous people's dependence on the herd for sustenance. Because that was part of the issue when they wanted to dig the whole place up and drill for oil and all of that, A, it was calfing grounds, B, it was important to other wildlife, but it also, the indigenous people were very dependent on this herd. So you were able to confirm that and
yes.
support that.
Yes, we actually lived among these people and talked to their elders, and they hunt these animals, especially during migration season. And because of the interference with the oil drilling and so forth, the herd has changed. It keeps changing its migration route. So sometimes these people are nowhere near the migration. So it is upsetting their sustenance living.
Woohoo. Okay, I'm also woohooing for another reason because Janice has just let me know that thank you. Kathy from Linwood is mailing a check to support Carolyn's vet bill. So, hey, that's our first money coming in. Our Darcy Pariso is donating a free session so that she can help Carolyn communicate directly with little girl Kitty. But we need your help. We got to pay off this vet bill. Carolyn is barely getting by. And I've promised her that I'm going to see this bill gets paid off. So I'll pay it off if nobody else does. But I would really appreciate your help. So give us a call, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. If you can contribute to the cause, and let's get Carolyn and little girl Kitty's vet bill paid off. The other thing I'm thinking that I didn't tell you about, I think it's important for Carolyn to have a kitty companion. We know how important that is, and she's without kitties for the first time in many, many years. She lost her beloved 19-year-old in June, and then little kitty girl yesterday. I'm thinking that once she gets her surgery and all of that, I'm thinking, don't you know that there's a lot of cat rescues out there that need foster homes, and I think that they usually pay for the veterinary care. So how about, don't you think we ought to be able to hook up Carolyn with technically a foster cat so she could have a kitty friend to share her life with? And she's a wonderful, loving kitty mom. And then the vet care would be cared for by the shelter or the rescue. So if you got any bright ideas on that one, I'd also like your input. So I'm soliciting funds to pay off the vet bill. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Let me know what you can contribute. Okie dokie then. So how about in 2001, you were the first to trek on foot across the entire length of the Mongolian Gobi Desert. Helen 63, and Bill, 74. Sheesh. A two-person team trekked a distance of almost 1,500 miles. They suffered through 126-degree heat, sandstorms, life-threatening thirst, and scorpions as they walked the longest route across the desert, west to east, on a journey of true discovery to share the nomadic lifestyle of desert nomads who have lived in the Gobi for hundreds of years and still follow the ancient lifestyle of their ancestors. Wow. And I believe, didn't you, you were one of the few humans on the planet that saw a Gobi bear.
That's right. We were, at that time, they thought that there might only be 35 left in the wild, and they are desperately threatened, and we did see one, which is a very unusual experience to ever see one because they're very secretive.
Yeah, yeah, and that was cool. And I, as I recall, that particular trek took a lot of time to set up because the powers that be, you needed to have permission to do
that's
that.
Right. We had to have permission from the Mongolian government, and they were reluctant because, as I said, well, they have found people who've tried it. They've always find them dead in the desert. They're going out to get them, but they find only bodies, and they didn't really think it was possible to do it. But then we finally managed to convince them because we'd already walked 4,000 miles across the Sahara, and we were well used to handling camels. And so they.
So that's how you convinced them that you could do that?
Yes, just because of prior experience. And Bill comes from the Mojave Desert in Needles, California, so he's well used to the desert. So we had the qualifications, so finally they did agree. It took us 5 years to really put that whole journey into place because of the problems that we knew we would run into. But we were successful. We finally got it done.
And boy, what a trek that was and some amazing experiences. Okay, we're going to take another time out here in our storytelling and going through the list of accomplishments. It's time to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. And remember, without them, there's no us. So please support them. Thank them. Stay right where you are and stay with us because we will continue with Helen and Bill Thayer, Adventure Travelers, straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. Well, I'm sorry to have to say that that's coming to an end. The owner of Jones & Company is retired and moved south, and Jones & Company is closing their doors. And so everything in the store has to go. And I was just up there last week. I stop by every week when I'm up there and getting the hot deals. And because everything in the store now is at least 20% off, and that includes food. They still had lots of food in the freezers and on the shelves. And everything in the store is at least 20% off. And much is up to 50% off. And, of course, the discounts are getting bigger as the time goes by. And the doors are closing as soon as everything is gone. So if you want to get a hot deal, you can find Jones & Company on State Avenue in Marysville. They're right up the street from Dr. Bill at Quilcita Vet Clinic. And you can call them at 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics, From Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Oh, they just delight my heart. Thank you, Jingle Cats. All right. Hey, you guys, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already. And woohoo, more good news. Renee from Seattle is donating to Little Girls Vet Bills. Oh, gosh. Thank you, guys. We still need more help, though. We got to get that bill paid off. And, you know, this is just the beginning. We're going to figure out how, somehow, to start a nonprofit organization. And, gosh, I think this could be huge. And I want all of you to participate. So Janice has the knowledge of how to set this kind of thing up. And so we're going to start the ball rolling. And if any of you want to participate, give Janice a call. And if you want to contribute, doesn't matter how much, every little bit helps. And I've promised Caroline that I will get this bill paid off. So she can start fresh, and then, you know, we'll get her surgery. We'll get her a foster kitty. She wants to help with a nonprofit to support low-income seniors and getting vet care. So I think we're on a roll. So I'm sure you want to join in. So open your hearts, open your wallets, and call Janice. Let her know how much you can contribute. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. During the break, you heard talk about our wonderful animal communicator and medium, Darcy Pariso, who has generously stepped up today and is donating a reading to Carolyn so she can communicate with her little kitty girl, which I know she will just appreciate so much. And Darcy has a holiday special, Holiday Connections with Darcy Pariso, she's calling it. Reconnect with your loved ones and pets this holiday season. Holiday Connections provides an opportunity for you and your family to communicate with loved ones and pets who have crossed over. Share a holiday memory, ask questions, and even receive guidance, whether it's a grandparent, parent, sibling, dear friend, or beloved pet. Darcy can facilitate this conversation. Are you considering bringing a new animal companion into your life for the holidays and wondering what dog or cat is thinking? I can also help, or Darcy can also help with answers and reassurance. Are you taking big steps during the holidays? Do you have questions about your future, work, or a relationship? Darcy can help you discover your options and gain a deeper clarity and peace of mind. And this special holidays connection, I think she'll do up to three people. You know, in the same family or group, you can talk, you know, talk with her, and then all of you can ask your questions and get connected. So go to Darcy's website, www.darcypariso.com. You can go to marthanorwalk.com and click on the Darcy Pariso link and take advantage of that special. I want to remind you that Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Nels Healing Ministry. He does incredible remote sessions. Also in person, he does house calls. If you want bioenergetic synchronization technique for you or your animal friends, and he's got some really phenomenal remote package deals that I asked him to put together for our listeners. And he does, he can do remote checking on supplements, medications, vitamins, that sort of thing, on what works for you and your body or your animal's body and the amount and the dosage. I've had him check all of my stuff for me, and gosh, it's saving me time and money because I'm not taking as much stuff because my body doesn't need as much, and it's really, really reasonable. I mean, for a 15-minute session, which you can usually check through everything, is $25. And he's got an acute care package and all kinds of stuff. So NailsHealingMinistry.com, check that out. And, of course, I've told you about Jude and Paul Ponton at Whispering Dragon. I work with them regularly. Janice works with them. Robin and Bob Mystic Radio work for them with them. And they do wonderful in-person sessions or remotes. So remember all of that because we'll all do gift certificates for the holidays. Okay, Helen and Bill there are in the studio, and we've been winding our way through their long list of accomplishments and treks. And I haven't even gotten to the awards and recognitions yet. But I think before we run out of time in this hour, let's do a quick current events and get that out of the way. So without any further ado, it's time for current events. All righty, speaking of entertainment, oh, this is one of my favorite things about the holidays. This is new on the current events list. The holiday trees for salmon and an elevated nature trail sneak peek at the Stream Keepers Foundation in Everett. They do this every year. The Adopt a Stream Foundation will again be selling 200, quote, live and wild holiday trees for salmon. The cost of the trees is $35 to $50, and they'll be available to pick up at Northwest Stream Center in Everett on Saturday, December 13th, between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Now, they have about 200 trees. These are live trees, 3 to 5 feet. They've got Sitka spruce, western red cedar, and Douglas fir trees, and they're in pots. So you pick them up on December 13th, and because you pay for them, you can keep them. Or if you want to, you can return them to the Stream Center after the holidays, and then they will plant them next to local streams, helping out next year's salmon runs. Everyone who purchases a tree receives a holiday gift of an annual Adopt a Stream Foundation membership that's worth $25 and gets you discounts on all their stuff. And as a holiday bonus for stopping by on the 13th, a public is invited to take a walk on their beautiful elevated nature trail constructed out of 100% recycled plastic lumber. It's also a tax-free day at their nature store. So for more information, call the Northwest Stream Center at 425 425- 316-8590 or go to www.streamkeeper.org. Seattle Animal Shelter is finding a new home for the holidays for many animals. This is an annual event now, and they will be participating. And during this winter promotion, it goes from November 29th to December 14th. You can adopt an animal friend from Seattle Animal Shelter for only $15. Plus, if you're a Seattle resident, you have to buy the applicable two-year license fee. Lots of perks included. More details at www.seattleanimalshelter.org. Seattle Animal Shelter is also offering a $5,000 reward for information about an abandoned emaciated dog in South Seattle. And the reward is coming from the Humane Society of the United States. The dog was found on Friday, November 14th in the 1100 block of 14th Avenue South at a construction site. If you have information, you're to call Sue Graves at 206-386-4288 and reference case number 14-23782. They've got photos available online at www.seattleanimalshelter.org, you know, of the dog in case you may recognize it. Then this is kind of an annual plea from Pigs Peace Sanctuary up in Stanwood. With the really, really cold temperatures, they've got to blanket those pigs in hay. And, geez, can you believe it? Hay's $25 a bale these days? Woo, that's a lot. So if you would like to contribute to Pigs Peace Sanctuary in Stanwood, they need like three bales of hay for each barn. I think they got like 15 barns or something. You can go online to www.pigspeace.org. Or you can mail a check to Pigs Peace Sanctuary, P.O. Box 295, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. Remember the Homeward Pet Adoption Center Holiday Pet Food Drive, which began November 28th and goes through December 31st. Drop off at Homeward Pets or lots of locations around the area, www.homewardpet.org. And I think that covers all the current stuff on current events. You can go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, get the rest of the stuff on the list and more details. And next Sunday's show will be live, and it's going to be Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll check on the birds and the horses, and I'll have more updates on these critical, and I'm saving it for next week, dolphin stuff from Taiji. And then we're going to have a surprise visit by request for some very, very popular past guests. So you'll have to tune in to find out who that is. And golly, before we end the hour, let's go back. We're with Helen and Bill Thayer are in the studios. And we started to chat about the foundation for your third book, which is Walking the Gobi.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And you guys, and you were the first to ever do this, weren't you, on foot? Has anybody ever done it since, do you know?
No.
So you're like the only people on the planet that have actually walked across the Gobi Desert and survived. Other people have tried, but they found them like dead in the desert.
That's right, they did, yeah.
Which is why it took you 5 years to convince the Mongolian government
Five years to get permission and also to prepare for it, because we had to figure out just how to do this, because it's a desert where you don't find any oasis. So water is a real issue. So we had to figure it out and get our logistics.
And you came very close to being dead in the desert on this trek, as I recall.
Yes, we had an accident with the water. The camel that was carrying the water that day rolled and split the containers, and we had a small desert airplane come in every 20 days with resupply of water, but because now the containers had been split, we weren't able to save much of it. So then we had to go from a gallon and a half a day was our drinking water up to that point.
And you had no way to call and say, "Hey, bring us water sooner."
No, because we weren't allowed to have any outside communication. The government didn't allow us to have anything. We just had our maps and our compass.
So when the camel rolled and spilled all the water, how long did you have to wait for your
We were another nine. We were 9 days away from resupply, and so we had
You didn't had hardly anything left. And you said you were normally drinking a gallon and a half of water. Was that each?
Yes.
A day? A
yes.
gallon and a half each a day?
That didn't count any cooking water. That was just what we were drinking.
Okay.
And just barely keeping abreast of dehydration at that. So then we cut down, way, way down. And then finally, at about the fifth day, we were in really serious trouble. And our tongues were swelling, our lips were swelling and cracking. And we could hardly talk. Then by the seventh day, we couldn't talk at all because we had no saliva and we were in serious trouble. We knew that probably we wouldn't last through an eighth day.
Talk about divine guidance, huh?
It probably all evaporated in the next 3 weeks. So
wow.
It was filthy, but it was water.
And so you were able to somehow use it?
Yes, we had a desalinization unit with us.
Aha.
And we were able to separate the salt, most of the bacteria, out of it.
And that wasn't the only thing that almost cost you your lives on that track. As I recall, now your camels you were very close to, you named them Tom and Jerry.
Yes.
And apparently one of them did a no-no.
Well, one of them crossed the border.
He kind of escaped
into
somehow,
China.
Yeah?
So we'd already had a problem with the Chinese border. We'd, by mistake, had drifted over the border because the border is very poorly drawn. The southern border is just a mass of just squiggles on a map. And so you're sort of guessing where you are if you're in the right country. So we found ourselves in China at one point, and guards found us, and they were going to shoot us. But
we'll call it a tease and say stay where you are. And obviously they survived, but they were instructed that no matter what happened on this trip, they were not to cross the border into China. But they wouldn't leave the camel behind. And they were captured, and they were to be at the at a firing squad type thing if they hadn't figured out a way out. So stay right where you are if you want to hear the rest of the story. And we're going to talk about some other things. And among all of that, we'll be getting to Helen's next book and because there's some new developments with that. So stay right where you are and enjoy the Jingle Cats. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.